After a while, the name of the writer was written as Ahmad Rashidi Mutlaq. The king was content with the manipulative article. After half an hour, the special servant brought the retyped article to Mohammad Reza. Now the article was ready, explicit and insulting, just as he had wanted. The envelope containing the article was immediately sent to the office of the Minister of the Court by a special envoy, so that it could be sent to the widely circulated newspaper. By directly targeting the personality of the great leader of Muslims, Imam Khomeini, the article intended to impair his reputation. The article was published in the 15,506th issue of that newspaper. The writer referred to the events of June the 4th under the pretext of the month of Muharram and called him the opponent of progress and the principles of revolution of the king and the people. The writer of the article was so sure about the success of the arrow he had shot that he had heedlessly insulted Imam Khomeini, and by doing that, he had hoped to impair the position and dignity of the Imam in the minds of the people forever. The special envoy had arrived at the court by then. Nobody could imagine how the publication of that article would annihilate the Pahlavi dynasty. The king thought that as the uncontested governor of the country, he was allowed to do anything. Hoveyda, who was delighted, was the minister of the king's court at that time and felt that he had been able to attract the king's attention again. Hoveyda read the article again and put it in an envelope special to the court. He asked his envoy to deliver it to Daryush Homayoun as soon as possible. Homayoun was the Minister of Intelligence and Tourism at that time and was Ardeshir Zahedi's brother-in-law. Zahedi was a friend of the king and his ex-son-in-law and was considered as one of the closest people to the regime. Daryush Homayoun, as the minister, supervised and controlled the newspapers all over the country. He said later that he hadn't known anything about the subject and content of the article at all, but merely because it had been sent from the court, it had to be published in a newspaper. In his opinion, a Talaat newspaper was the best choice to circulate the article all over the country. The owner of the Etalaat newspaper had a great responsibility again. It was time for him to think about the new reward, a reward much less than the previous. Carter's speech had influenced him too. The article was sent quickly from Dariush Homayoun's office to the office of Etelaat newspaper. Once the staff of the newspaper saw the title and content of the article, they showed it to each other in a state of astonishment and amazement and expressed unwillingness to publish it. They also felt that the article was an obvious contempt to all their beliefs, but they were told that the article was prepared by the Pahlavi court and that nobody was allowed to object to it. Sobak was responsible for implementing it decently. January 6, 1978, Etelaat newspaper. Thus, the article was published with high circulation. At the end of that day, the brave people of Qom felt deep grief. They objected to the publication of the article against their religious authority, but the king answered them with guns and bullets. Were they to blame? The king was happy and thanked his senior militants at the palace. It seemed that everything was over, but destiny held difficult events in store. After the revolt of the people in Qom on January the 7th, which was a reaction to the totally contemptuous article of the king against Imam, a lot of people were martyred. The military forces in Qom shed lots of blood in the people's demonstration, and the first big spark of the Islamic revolution was set off. Then, on the 40th day after the Qom massacre, the people of Tabriz were slaughtered, but the severity of the objections against the king's regime and the feelings of hatred towards the publication of the article were greater than that of Qom, and dozens of people were killed and wounded. It seemed that the crisis had gone out of control. In a severe command, the king dismissed the general governor of Azerbaijan from his position under the pretext of lack of determination in performing his duty. But on the 40th day after the Tabriz massacre, a strongly worded declaration was published by Ayatollah Saduqi, who was once the prayer leader of Yazd. The declaration was spread among the people of the city. Thus, Yazd joined the convoy of the exalted followers of the revolution and submitted dozens of martyrs and wounded people to the combats of Iranian Muslims.
از اینکه گلهای سرخ آتشین خود را در این انقلاب از دست داده اید احساس خسارت نمی کنید، زیرا این بهای سنگین محصول و دستاورد بسیار سنگین تری داشت و از روز دهم محرم، روز عاشورا، تا روز دهم فروردین، روز قتلگاه شهیدان یزد، این موج خروشان همچنان در طول تاریخ ادامه داشته است.
Considering the events of the Islamic Revolution, one tends to imagine two opposing fronts, each of which has its own leader. The fact is that from the very beginning, the people's side had a powerful, rigid, ethical, wise, and foresighted leader who had proved his honesty, love for his people, and avoided any personal benefits during his 40 years of combat. The opposite front was the front of the Pahlavi regime and the supporters of the West and the East, as well as the members of the court and domestic political figures. Among their obvious and noticeable traits was being swamped with corruption and personal benefits, complete ignorance towards the expediency of the country, greed towards the treasury and public wealth of the country, passivity towards foreigners, and being oppressive towards Iranian people. Maybe the minds tend to consider the king as the leader of that incompetence. But the fact is that the Pahlavi regime had no leader at all. Mohammad Reza Pahlavi had never managed or concluded any project properly in his lifetime. One of the most evident manifestations of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi's lack of wisdom is the writing of that contemptuous article in opposition to Imam Khomeini and his approach to managing its consequences. The people who are familiar with Mohammad Reza's speech can, with a little contemplation on the aforementioned article, infer that writing the article was a complete manifestation of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi's melancholy. Ahmad Rashidi Mutlaq, who was introduced as the writer of the article, was an absolutely fake name. Now, after 30 years, we know this fact. But why was the name Ahmad Rashidi Mutlaq chosen for that article? We can make several guesses, but one of the strongest possibilities is that the initials of his name, namely ARM, is a symbol of the king's pseudonym Aryamehr, which was more favored by the king than his real name. The word Mutlaq, which means absolute, was quite compatible with the dictator and his despotic personality. He considered himself as the son of Iran, but in those chaotic days, which were the best opportunity for him to show his merits and talents, he failed to illuminate the path for his infirm companions and himself. In all those chaotic days, which were brought about mainly by the king himself, his attention was merely focused on the ambassador of the United States in Iran, an ambassador who was even more bewildered than the king by the enormous waves of people in the revolution and the wise and visionary leadership of Imam Khomeini. A blind was leading another blind. They just managed to increase confusion. The article Iran and the Red and Black Hegemony, which was published by the king's regime to disgrace the personality of the great leader of the Islamic Revolution, was really a lethal coup, but a coup which destroyed its plotter rather than its target. The article was an example of the sword of oppression that Imam Ali said will kill its carrier. The king's regime and its American and European supporters and followers never took God seriously and forgot that God is not just the impartial, eternal Almighty that is an onlooker in the battle between the just and unjust. They failed to understand that God was the main helper of the Muslim people of Iran. They didn't understand that Imam Khomeini had entered that great jihad, courting to the endless power of God. and he managed to win the hearts of people and eradicate the oppressive monarchy with the guidance of God.